Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I couldn't tell for him, though. I just felt like it got real beat up. By the time the third quarter rolled around, that thing was really beat up. So I feel bad about what happened to Miles. I'm not sure if there was any carry there. I know that Peel gets a lot of play. I don't know why anybody wouldn't wear seven studs. You know, cleats, some guys are opposed to that. They just want to wear molded. But it reminds me a little bit of the field in Green Bay. In the early years, but not until like November or early December, where it'd get kind of torn up a little bit. Then they went out, they found an incredible, field maintenance guy that come over and help our guys out, and the field in Green Bay is absolutely immaculate. But the field today got pretty torn up.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Temperatures in Cincinnati for Thursday night expected to be in the 60s and sunny for a Thursday night showdown between the Steelers and Bengals. That is Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. So I thought driving home from that game that it was going to be a game where I said to people, all right, have fun with this one. Good luck finding something to bitch about. You beat your little brother rival by 2 touchdowns, defense plays with its hair on fire, offensive line pushes around Myles Garrett, keeps him off the stat sheet, Aaron Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over, you run it for over 100 yards, DK Metcalf catches a touchdown pass.
Head coach for the second straight game, like thoroughly outclassed, so to speak.
I didn't hear a single boo-bird at Acrisure Stadium
they
on
handled
Sunday.
A bad team easily. The game was over functionally with how many minutes left, Pony? 15, basically. Second Metcalf catches the next touchdown.
Yeah, and it was
game's
just...
over. It was just, let's play out the clock, nobody get hurt.
Which a lot of high school football teams in this area want to do now. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers then opened his mouth and told the truth, I would say in air quotes, about Acrisure Stadium's field. And I would say, based on what I saw on social media, this ended up being the biggest lightning rod topic from this game, more than anything else. Not Pat Freiermuth's usage, not anything else nitpicky. Like, Tomlin was pissed about penalties. I didn't see any Steelers fan upset about penalties. Instead, what I saw was a debate among fans about the quality of Acrisure Stadium's field and who's at fault for it. And what seemed to be the biggest battleground, if there was a Gettysburg of this topic, like Acrisure Stadium's field sucks, it might have gotten Miles Killebrew injured, their special teams ace. That was what Aaron Rodgers implied.
Caused a missed Boswell field goal.
Yeah, and Donnie, did you see the replay of Boswell? I saw it live and thought he blew his knee out at the game. The way he went down, I thought, Boswell's done. Is what I said to the person next to me.
They are
I think
very
he just
lucky
went out
that
too.
That did not result in a major injury.
And guess what? I got news for you. Even with Franklin, if they win and Chris Boswell tears his knee up and is done for the year because of the turf at Acrisure Stadium,
monster story.
That's our 2 o'clock topic today. Yep. We come on the air and talk about that. So I'm not ignoring this because I do think it's interesting because of who people are pissed at and what people are saying about this. Pitt seems to be, according to a lot of Steelers fans, the guilty party here. And the reason why that field is always in such horrible shape And the reason why we have Steelers getting injured and we have sloppy games and sloppy conditions is because Pitt plays there and the Steelers are forced to share a stadium with the team. And as Chris Mack said on Twitter and then basically, you know, set ablaze to this whole situation, Chris said, why are we doing this for a team that only gets 25,000 fans a game? And then to make matters worse, Tone Diggs from McAfee's show said, why don't they just go play their games at the Riverhound Stadium? And it just started this war between Steelers fans and prideful Pitt fans yesterday and into today.
Mac was just sour grapes tweeting because
Penn State
lost.
And that's what people said to him about it. But here's the thing. I mean, there are solutions to this. I think Rodgers brought up a good one at the end. He basically said Green Bay found this amazing maintenance horticulture expert who has produced the greatest grass field in the entire world at Lambeau Field. Now, they don't have a college team that plays there, but he made it sound like it was pretty clear that you get what you pay for. They've got the best.
Didn't they rip it up and put the best drainage and heating and everything else? Because Lambeau's entire appeal is tied up in not being a dome stadium ever.
Yep.
There's a certain level of experience there, and the field being pretty much immaculate all year round is part of that.
So I don't know. I thought Rodgers came off as a guy that's like, maybe you Steelers, Acrisure Stadium, whoever foots the bill here, you guys need to cough up some more money to make sure that we don't have situations like the one today, which...
Isn't the whole thing here that they're all criticizing Art Rooney II without actually saying his name? Isn't that the story? They all know who the culprit here is. I was listening...
But Chris, I don't think it's... This can't be purely Art Rooney II's decision.
If Art says...
Because it's not just his field.
If Art... Okay. If Art says the field's getting chewed up, I'm calling in and making whatever it costs, $700,000 to resod the entire field.
Right.
We're doing this now. Suddenly, everyone involved here, Pitt, is going to be like, no, Art, we don't want better grass.
I mean, he could do that, and they would probably
have to...
It's
pocket change for an NFL owner.
I know. He would probably... They would. You think it only costs that much? I don't know what it costs.
I think it costs like under $1 million to resod that
whole
field.
Either way, he would probably... I think multiple parties would have to sign off on it. Your point is, why wouldn't they sign off on it? Someone says, I'll make the field nicer. What are they going to say? No? Or safer? No, we don't want that.
Art, the Sports and Exhibition Authority, and who else? Pitt?
Pitt?
What's Pat going to say? No, Art, I would actually prefer it be a muddy mess. We're playing a really good, fast team next week. We want this place to be an absolute dump. There's no reason for anybody. I mean, Broderick Jones, Brooke Pryor quoted it as basically like suggesting that... you've got to play to your advantages. I guess that's why they didn't put down any new grass. And this was in the context of Jones complaining about the field conditions.
Right.
I think he's implying there then they felt like it would hinder Myles Garrett.
Here's my question. I'm not even saying this as somebody that knows for a fact that my question here like has an if it has an obvious answer, someone smarter than me in these matters can tell me. How is it that where the Dolphins play, Hard Rock Stadium, mm-hmm. How is it that they play Dolphins in Miami Hurricanes games there all season long? And I've never in my entire life of watching college and pro football played there, I've never remember hearing announcers or anybody say, oh man, the turf down there sucks. And this has been a story since the beginning of Heinz Field, having... like a horrible surface and one that is constantly needing.
Is it just sun and heat related where they have, I assume.
It's grass, right?
Well, there's two different types, Pony. I think Miami plays on Bermuda. That's why golf courses in the South, like this is the time of year where you play golf in Florida because the grass is Bermuda and this is when courses are in good shape.
Now you're forcing me to go to their Wikipedia page and see what the...
I'm pretty sure that their surface is some sort of Bermuda hybrid.
Okay, and now the ignorant grass person, me, is saying we can't do Bermuda grass here because of the climate?
Bermuda grass is a southern grass. It's a warm weather, tropical thing. Why do you think it's called Bermuda grass? Because it grows in Bermuda.
All right, but I'm saying you couldn't move it from Bermuda here?
No, because it's too cold in the winter.
You're right, Miami is Bermuda grass.
And then I would imagine Acrisure Stadium is like Kentucky bluegrass. Now we're getting into the Caddyshack scene where they're talking about Cincinnati and all that
stuff.
It
is Kentucky bluegrass.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm a golfer.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But I think like I mean, I think they have good people working on it. I really do think that it's just a matter of how often are you willing to resod it over the course of 1 year.
But it takes time to resod things.
I understand that. You've got to pick an away week.
But they're doing that right now.
But it's how often do you want to do that? And are you able to do that?
Okay, the second part is different from the first part, though. If they don't actually have the time to do it, it's not a resource question. It's just an availability thing that's out of their hands.
You roll out the, presumably, you can do this process in, what, a day? I know they time lapse it, but I assume you can tear it all up and roll it all in 1 day. And then it's the question becomes, how long does it take to, like, I guess, take root, for lack of a better word, or re-solidify as a surface? The fact that Miami's not the good comp. The fact that Green Bay, in a much colder, more harsh climate for grass, is able to do this.
Yeah, but it doesn't get used as much, Chris.
I understand that, but it's still,
I think that's a pretty big differentiating factor, though.
It's still so much more harsh of a climate, I would think, for grass, that it would be easy to get it chewed up, and it used to be, and then they fixed it.
You could make it field turf, but there are experts that say the field turf, purists would hate it, but also more injuries happen on field turf.
That's why ask Malik Nabers lately as the latest big name about field turf. I don't know. There's got to be.
Yeah, but then again, ask Miles Killebrew, who basically had his foot get stuck in it and ripped up his knee, and he might never play football again because of
that. I understand that. I mean, is the solution, do we go back and tie in one of the all-time great topics in sports radio?
Pitt needs an on-campus stadium.
Can they get the Panther Hollow site prepared?
But
I hear you laughing.
Look, I'm not saying this to denigrate Pitt whatsoever. A lot of people have twisted the story into taking pot shots at Pitt. The problem just seems to be it gets used too much, which seems crazy because football's only played there once a week usually.
But it's a violent, hardcore, physical sport where you're going to have guys planting and moving who are heavy, who are chunking up grass.
Right. So the fact that it's the only stadium like this with grass in this part of the country,
where that many teams are playing on it. Cleveland doesn't have all those high schools playing on it.
So Pitt probably is the reason why the Steelers have
Cincinnati
the field
plays
that it
at
has.
Nippert Stadium. Miami is not in this part of the country.
Well, but not all those stadiums have grass that you're bringing up now.
Well, didn't the Bengals go from grass to field turf?
Cincinnati has synthetic turf, yep.
But Cleveland doesn't have a big university in town that plays FBS
ball. Ohio
ball.
State's not playing half its home games there or something like
anyway.
That. Right. So do you feel comfortable blaming Pitt for this?
No, I don't think it's Pitt's fault. Everybody involved decided it would be okay for Pitt to play their games at the Steelers Stadium. I mean, I honestly think Max taking pot shots as a true attendance state university graduate at the fact that Pitt doesn't put enough people in there.
Yeah.
And saying 20,000. Listen, as a Pitt fan, I would love it if they had the ability and the land to build a 40,000 seat on campus stadium, like a Nippert, and just play there. I think the atmosphere would be helped. I think the Steelers situation would be helped. All of it. Tell me where the land is.
412-928-9370. Anything to bitch about and complain about from Sunday's Steelers game? The one thing that people seem to be upset about or arguing about is the grass there and why it's so bad and how to fix it. And a lot of Steelers fans want to blame Pitt for it. And do you think that that's right? 412-928-9370. Here's Carl in New Kensington. Hello, Carl.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, man.
Hey, do you guys look at the NFL player report cards at all?
Yes. We brought them up, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's Pitt's problem. I think they just I don't think the Rooneys are spending money in the things that, they're not getting paid for. I don't think it costs that much money to have a better field.
But it's not there. It's not only their field. So why doesn't Pitt care more about having a nicer field? I could reverse it and say that Pitt plays on it almost as much as the Steelers do.
Yeah, but I think. Well, what I saw was it costs about $2 million to have a good field. And you would want to put that money towards the field if you get a guy on the Steelers you know, that has like a $20 million contract and he like blows his knee off. Like,
well, I just thought Rodgers was brutally honest and did, with the way he talked about it, make it sound like he thought the Steelers were not doing everything in their power to have the nicest and best quality field.
He said it.
Those were his words, basically, not mine.
I'm going to put a siren call out there for people
who know grass.
Yes. Hold on. I want to know
the golf guys out there,
the golf superintendents, the people who would have any kind of real experience with like this large scale of a turf installation, so a natural grass resodding. I want to know how long it actually takes for the process itself of ripping it up and laying down the new sod, and then for the new sod to be considered.
Is it always going to be as bad as long as
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pits there. It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus on Sundays. You can count on Paramount Plus all season long with the NFL on CBS. Thanks to Paramount Plus. We are talking about the Steelers' 2-touchdown win over the Browns. I thought leaving the game that this was going to be kind of a bitch-free game where no one was going to have anything to complain about. And then Aaron Rodgers opened up the can of worms that is the playing surface at Acrisure Stadium and how bad it was. And it's always been bad. And a lot of fans who know nothing about grass have really strong opinions on this. And most of it seems to be the Steelers should kick Pitt out because Pitt ruins the grass for the Steelers. And we don't want Steelers players getting hurt because of Pitt football, when Pitt football doesn't draw fans and move the needle at Acrisure Stadium. Yes, that's
the Steelers aren't the only team with this. Temple and the Eagles do share the link.
Oh, that's a good point.
The YouTube commenters have pointed out Temple and the Eagles
share the link. Great job.
Good job, YouTube. Somebody said it on there. I want to give them credit for it, but I'm having trouble. There's a guy named Dylan who does seem like he knows what he's talking about with the sod. Thick cut sod is used all around the NFL. Basically, cut thicker has a then presumably more established root system, so it's ready right away. Multiple people saying, trust that guy. He knows what he's speaking of. That's exactly
what
they
use. All right,
but
here is the difference between...
Also, the Temple Eagles thing, I don't hear people bitching about that.
But here is the difference. They have a surface called Grass Master. It is a hybrid sports playing field surface composed of natural grass combined with artificial fibers. It was developed in Holland in 1993. And the Eagles are one of the few teams in the NFL that uses this combined surface.
The Packers also use Grassmaster.
Maybe that's exactly what Rodgers was talking about, man.
Hey, Art, it's time to pony up for Grassmaster. Hey, it's Chris Muller here for Grassmaster.
But I also remember a time where the Steelers, I think, did try to use a hybrid surface, and everybody bitched about it and said it sucked in the last 10 or 15
years. The technology
years.
Involves stitching artificial turf into the ground, which is then filled with sand and seeded with natural grass, and it's more resilient. It's faster to install.
Here is Chuck in Bel Vernon. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, you're talking about field grass?
Yes.
Right?
Sure.
Stadium?
Yep.
Okay, I know the perfect person to ask.
Who's that?
And that's Snoop Dogg.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Mikey on Twitter. I know. I like that.
Did you know that was coming, Donnie, when you... When you screened that? No.
This is from Mikey on Twitter real quick. He said, I've called you guys and I texted in too. Sod is established with 3 to 4 inches of soil and the roots are established. In theory, the grass is ready to go when it's rolled out. I work at Allegheny Country Club.
Oh, congratulations on all your success.
Also said, hope to see you out there sometime. He's mowing the rough right now while he's listening.
To you or me?
No, to me. Now, Big Ben is a member at Allegheny, so I don't know. I'd have to traipse in there very lightly. I'd have to come under the cover of darkness, I think.
Here's Kevin in Oakmont. Hello, Kevin.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, man.
Hello.
Good. Hey, there are three players that I think have been very underrated this year on the Steelers' defense that have missed several games due to injury, and that's Harmon, Elliott, and Herbig. Herbig has 4.5 sacks, mm-hmm. a created fumble, and an interception in 4 games that he's been back. Their defense looks totally different with those three guys in there. I don't know. Do you guys agree?
Yes, 100%. And that's why I said I think the Steelers are closer to being a great team than an average team because their defense is now complete. I don't know how long that's going to last. It's probably not reasonable to expect that they're going to go the entire season with everybody
Then it's incumbent on Mike, though, as long as they're not losing every player, to find a way to keep the performance level close to what it's been when they are fully healthy.
But when they are, they look like the defense that he said was capable of doing historic things and no longer the $130 million most overrated billion-dollar defense, as Donnie liked to call it.
Did you see the snap counts, man? They were rotating defensive linemen in and out all
over
the place.
Well, I like the way he handled the end of the game. He was getting guys out of there because of the short week, and he might deny that, and he might say that's why he had nothing to do with it, but it had to be the real reason why we were seeing James Pierre and the guy that they called up from the inactive list, that defensive tackle whose name is not Aquale, it's the other guy, who I was like, who's 93? I've never seen 93 play a meaningful snap for the Steelers in my entire life.
Oh,
and he was out there. Yes?
I should know how to say it. Odumeo?
Yeah. Big contributions from him.
Oh.
Here's Daryl in Houston. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, guys. I'm just listening in and listening about the stadium thing. That's just asinine to blame Pitt. But we know who's blaming Pitt. They are under the disguise of being Steeler fans. But they didn't understand. I guess they don't understand economics when you have people at the stadium, they're generating revenue, and they're not having crowds walk onto the field. So I say it's a Pitt problem. It's just the same level of ignorance we see from certain groups of people that are allegedly Steeler fans because they clearly don't understand how this thing works.
Let me ask you a question, though. If Pitt didn't play there, do you think the field would look as bad as it did yesterday?
Well, let me say it like this. If Pitt was in charge of taking care of the field, it would look better than it does. It's not a Pitt problem.
Wow,
it's
what a take that problem. Is. Why do you think why do you think it would look better if Pitt was in charge of it?
Because Pitt would make the investment to get the field right, just like they made the investment to get their locker rooms right.
And why do you think the Steelers don't do that then?
Because they're cheap. I mean, we know what they are. They're cheap.
Man.
I mean,
Daryl, where you been, man? I missed you. I've genuinely missed your calls. We haven't heard from you in a while. It's always great when you do call in.
Man, I've been grinding Canada. I've been in Calgary a lot. I've been grinding. I've been listening, though. I just haven't had the opportunity
to call in. Travels to Canada, to Calgary for work?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big stampede country there. Big rodeo country.
Yeah, it's a huge rodeo. We got two factions. We got a natural gas and
oh, yeah.
That
okay.
kind
he's
of
huge there. Up there.
So, oh, yeah. He's
right,
out
Daryl,
there in
you.
The Texas of Canada. Alberta.
Yep. Here is Noah in Duquesne. Hello, Noah.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Hey, brother.
I was actually on hold for quite a while, so I'm not as heated up as I was when I originally started, but I'd like to have a conversation with Chris Mueller, if that's okay.
By all means, he's right here.
Yeah. I would like to remind everybody that before the game, Chris Mueller had said that there was a better chance that we would go 3-3 than 5-1. And, you know, we all crap on Pony because, you know what, if I had to bet on who said something really stupid, it would be Pony. But at least Pony says it. At least he says it how it is. I don't know why today it's like we're skipping around like everything's good when a couple days ago we thought that we were going to lose. There was a better chance we lose to the Browns than we were to win these next two games. We were worried about the Brown. I don't get it. I don't get it. I would like to – we were talking about well, what happened earlier when somebody called out Pony, called back in, and he accepted it. I kind of want to get some of that right now, if possible.
Malzi?
Well, no, I was clearly incorrect. They handled their business against the Browns in dominant fashion and now appear to have a very good chance to be 5-1 in a
few. But you still think they're closer to average than great?
For now. I give them a much more realistic chance to prove me wrong, though, and show that they have achieved a new level, because I think their quarterback's better than what they've had in a long time.
Can they prove to you they're closer to great than average against the Bengals on Thursday night, or is that game not good enough?
No, you got.
Big enough?
I think it starts with Packers and Colts back to back.
Do you think that saying that they were more likely to go 3-3 than 5-1 now is kind of idiotic?
No.
Why though?
Because I was saying my opinion. I thought the Browns.
Well, yes, opinions can be dumb.
I didn't think that
the Browns were going to be so stupid that they would just say, well. Quinshon Judkins' first couple carries weren't good.
But why wouldn't you think that? You've been watching the Browns forever, and their coach has a tendency to do stuff like that.
He's never watched them at home.
Yes, that was the point I was trying to make to him, Noah, but clearly it didn't have the intended effect.
I don't know. I don't know what Noah wants from me.
I think he wants you to say, I was really dumb and really stupid, and I apologize.
Does he want me to do the Happy Gilmore thing where he comes back to Chubbs and he says, I'm dumb, you're smart, I'm stubborn, you're understanding, I'm ugly, you're good looking.
That's exactly what he wants. Yeah.
Okay. Noah, I'm dumb, you're smart, I'm stubborn, you're open-minded, my takes suck, your takes are good. The Steelers are going to probably go 5-1. They definitely mathematically cannot be 3-3.
There you go. Here's Joe next in Point Breeze. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're good.
Good. I just got done work, and I tuned it in as an avid Pitt guy. I mean, I was boiling. So the call... two calls ago, which was very good. Like, at what point, as Steeler people, and I know it's a Steelers region, I know there's a lot of college, you know, influence from West Virginia, Penn State fans, at what point do we just not call this? Everything comes down to attendance. The attendance trophy mongers. And honest to God, like, have three games meant that much? But it's played three games on that field so far. And I'm a fan of both teams. But my goodness, it has to be better in terms of the technology that you put out there at Acrisure. But, like, it's just a common habit in this city. It has been ever since I've been around in my mid-50s to turn everything into the butt of some Pitt joke for some reason. And we know where it comes from. And I like that you guys have actually called it out.
Well,
today
it is interesting, like, that it boils down to, like, for these people, like Mac, who brought it up, that it's because, like, it's really a shame and it's really an embarrassment because of how few people go to Pitt games. If for some reason Pitt had sold out its first three home games and the turf still sucked and Miles Killebrew blew out his knee because of it and Chris Boswell almost did, would Mac and others say, well, it's actually okay to have a crappy field because at least there's 65,000 fans at the games?
No, they'd be blaming Pitt.
Yeah. You're probably right. But it's...
They should see how the turf does with maybe letting local high school teams play at Beaver Stadium. Maybe one of them might actually win a big game.
It's just not a great time for anyone who is affiliated with Penn State to make those comments about how Pitt is screwing things up at Acrisure Stadium. You know?
That's correct.
Might want to just pipe down.
Take the old medicine.
Take the L.
Decent chance they try to poach Mason Heinschel at this rate. You were setting a line Pitt-Penn State on a neutral field right now. What would it be?
I think Pitt would beat him by at least two touchdowns. I tweeted that on Saturday, and idiots actually were like, what are you talking about? Oh, I don't know. I've only seen Penn State beat three of the worst teams in college football. They've played two Big Ten teams that are probably worse than Pitt now that Pitt has a good quarterback in, and they've lost both, one of them at home. You actually think Penn State right now would beat Pitt? Yes, because they can't deal with reality, some of these people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Saying the best thing that could happen is those two meet in a bowl game. Penn State's going to have a hell of a time just making it to one.
Donnie, football debrief time brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company. Over 100 years of baking experience. Our football guy with his biggest football topic of the day. The fan, speaking of football, wants to come watch your kids play some ball. Special visit from members of our staff, too, including Austin Bechtold, who was in mourning today until he realized James Franklin was gone and then started telling Joe Starkey all the things that need to happen for Penn State to get back to prominence.
Why was he wearing a Drew Aller jersey? Was this like a Viking funeral? Let's send it out one more time. Light that thing on fire, Austin. You want to talk about a terrible fit? Wearing that guy's jersey.
No, he was very sad today. He was very
melancholy. Throws like zero blame on the quarterback, yeah. It appears. I mean, he was like in tears of sadness when Aller was announced out for the season.
Doesn't Kabali have a wacky Aller take?
Yeah, he is still adamant that he will be the first quarterback drafted.
There's a way better chance that he is an undrafted free agent than first quarterback drafted. Way better.
What is he basing that on? Did he care to elaborate?
Like measurables.
Measurables.
The quarterback that does that is going to be Sellers. Like Sellers is the guy.
240 can run.
Yeah, he's going to be the guy that could have a bad or mediocre year, and his numbers at the combine will be off the charts.
I'm not even sure Aller is going to be able to come back in time to get those measurables.
That was my thinking, too. In rebuttal to Mark, and then
what did Mark say?
He just kind of made a noise, and we moved on to another Steelers Browns topic.
Mark has also gone the contrarian route with this grass surface thing, saying it's been a really good surface there for a while. This was just a hiccup. Ah, yes, a hiccup where half the field looked like it was a beach volleyball pit.
Yeah, I wonder if, well, we know that Mark doesn't exactly think of Boswell like most Steelers fans, but I wonder if people would be just saying hiccup if he had really gotten injured on that missed kick. Oh, wait, they wouldn't.
I have one more thing that was sent to me. Ed Bouchette, almost 20 years ago, the Steelers had that Grassmaster field way back in 07.
I told you that they tried it.
Okay, so that would have been the same year they had it for that Dolphins game.
So really, all that's supposed to
be,
that's when they laid the sod over it, and then it was the funniest playing surface ever.
Yeah, ball got stuck in the mud.
So really, it is just a sheer number of games thing.
But no, but it works for Philly, the Grassmaster,
because they don't play, but they don't, I don't think they play their title games at the link, do they?
Yeah, but the way that the field has disintegrated so far this year has nothing to do with the Whipple games, because the Whipple games haven't happened yet.
No, I'm saying it killed the Grassmaster thing. Back then is when Ed was talking about it. Anyway, they're going to get those Whipple games, Donnie, at Highmark Stadium eventually, aren't they?
That's what I think will happen.
Brought to you by Steel City down. Shredding, Saloni's, Italian Bread, and Palmen Electric, also Keystone Custom Apparel. By the way, though, like along those lines, why couldn't, well, I guess the parking situation down there would need to be rectified, but why not have Pitt and the Riverhounds go into cahoots on that stadium together?
What is the capacity going to be after the
It's still
going to
be way too small. I think it's only like 20,000. What would you ideally want Pitt Stadium to seat? I would say between 45 and 50,000.
I think 40 is fine. Yeah, you're going to have games where you might have Notre Dame coming in or somebody.
Well, then play those games
play
in
Akershire. Like, yeah, I mean, you'd be sacrificing the quote-unquote true stadium environment. If you gave me a 40,000-seat stadium here, like on campus, that was Pitt only, you know what? Then you could go have your Whipple games at Pitt Stadium.
No, but I'm saying have in Station Square a stadium for the soccer team and for Pitt.
I just don't think the land exists where you could build a 40,000-seat stadium like that. And have
you don't think you could retrofit the stadium they have there now to be that big?
You're
going to
have
not.
Like 200-foot high bleachers.
Yeah, because there's nothing on the other side. No, you're right. Like that was a really dumb.
They're just going to play him at Couples Stadium.
That was dumb. Never mind. Never mind. What do you got, Donnie?
The debrief, October 13, 2025. We could probably have some fun and dunk on Penn State a little bit more here, because three of the top area commits decommitted over the weekend.
Can't call them area commits anymore, my friend.
No, you cannot. You can call them area decommits. Khalil Taylor from Pine Richland, then Keemon Spell, the big one, and Matt Sigg earlier today opening things up.
Spell is not
going from bad to worse.
Spell is not even on Pitt's radar, though. His new top eight is all just blue blood powerhouses. It's like Georgia, Miami, Notre Dame,
yeah,
Alabama.
He is somebody that should have the pick of the litter. He does. Like Terrell Pryor did when he was coming out. I mean, he looks like a 30-year-old man.
Yeah, he looks like a tank.
He is a monster.
I'm going to piss Craig off with this, and I don't care. You cannot. Because he is a great recruiting coordinator and was an awesome high school football coach and has been a good assistant coach. You cannot hire Terry Smith as a full-time head coach here. He would, in my opinion, he'd have to run the table. And the only thing that would make me second guess this is if they beat Ohio State.
Why is that going to piss Craig off? Has he been beating the drum?
Well, because Craig and Terry Smith are BFFs.
He played hoops for him back in the day.
I understand.
And when Craig
got
promoted to boss, Terry Smith called in and congratulated.
Yeah, but I don't think Craig has advocated for Terry Smith to have a job that would be like.
No, but Craig has probably right now in the myopic world Craig lives in, he's probably thinking to himself, "Oh, Terry Smith is in charge of Penn State football. How does Craig Riley benefit from that? Can I get like a second job in addition to this?" Where I'm doing something for Penn State now. Like, can I get in as some kind of like assistant GM there? You know how his brain works.
How about Craig putting that picture of himself as like a sophomore basketball player for Gateway out there?
Someone he knows and is quasi friends with just got a big job. You don't think he immediately starts thinking to himself, how does this help me out? Of course he does.
Probably. You think he's texted Terry since this happened?
Yes, I would think. Yeah,
Terry, good luck on the new gig. Sorry that it happened because one of the most catastrophic failures in college football history.
He'd have to beat
place.
Ohio State and win out. Anything
He's
short of that would not
that
be, would not be enough. Well, if he did that, he would. I think that would be like when Bill Stewart won
here's
the bowl
a,
game
here's
after
a very,
Rich Rod left.
There is a very interesting discussion to be had. Not that I'm going to do it here in like a in the span of 10 minutes, but people have done deep dives on schools that hired the interim guy who did surprisingly well. Midseason versus like schools that would just say, okay, you're the interim guy, get out of here, and then hired a big name. The success rate is roughly the same, like in these situations. So like there is not this, hey, we put all this money in, we got a headhunting firm, we really turned over every stone and hired so-and-so. It has not worked at an appreciably higher clip than just interim guy did pretty well. Let's just hire him. Tim Skipper, the guy who's now UCLA's interim, Fresno thought about hiring him. They just beat the tar out of Michigan State.
Yep.
If they finish up strong and you're UCLA, why the hell wouldn't you just hire that guy full-time? He actually like breathed life into the program.
My rebuttal to that would be because this guy's proven you can now win at UCLA, which would open the job up for better coaches to go there.
But why wouldn't he necessarily maybe be the right fit at the right time for the job?
Maybe.
You're falling into the trap of, oh, no, if I can throw money at so-and-so, then it must be the right move.
Well, so then by what you just said, if Terry Smith ran the table, you would promote him to head coach.
If he beats Ohio, a schedule that includes Ohio State and Indiana?
Yeah, boys.
That's kind of hard to
sure,
deny.
We'll cross
with
that,
a backup quarterback, too.
We'll
no
cross
less.
That bridge when we come to it. They haven't even put a single support post in the water, because here's what's going to happen. Kurt Cignetti's going to try to beat them by 200 points.
Correct.
Ohio State's going to do what they always do and strangle the life out of them. Penn State might not score 10 in that game. And who else they got left? Anybody like
mid-tier?
Well,
they play Iowa on Saturday, and that's never easy for them.
Iowa's going to Ferentz the hell out of
Iowa
them,
just
man.
Shut out Wisconsin like 37
nothing. Iowa's going to put them in a headlock and just start like punching them repeatedly. I would almost, maybe I will bet them to lose.
I feel
that
like
game
even great Penn State teams would go to Iowa, and it would be like, dude, hey, we got to pee blood to get out of here.
I think Indiana's one of the three best teams in the country, and they had to pee blood to get away with Iowa. Like, that's just what Iowa does. Kirk Ferentz could probably win national championships if the forward pass wasn't legal.
Look, I'm not a Penn State person. I don't profess to know how every Penn State fan thinks because I'm not in that club or some people would say cult. But I do know enough Penn State fans where I have to ask myself, going back to Smith, he is a member of their tribe. He is a Penn State guy. If Penn State guy wins at Penn State, I can picture Penn State fans being like, let's keep our guy here.
Why wouldn't they want Matt Rhule then? just take the more established, longer. I mean, he's doing well at Nebraska again. They're 5-1.
Yeah, but to Donnie's point,
also if Pat Kratz. Well,
why would you want Matt Rhule when you have a guy that just went out and beat Indiana and Ohio State? If that shocking
occurs. To go back to what actually, like, we started this with, here's the tangible thing that would happen if Terry Smith ran the table, got the job. Craig would call me into his office and go, I need you to go easier on Penn State from now. Malzie, I know you've had your fun with Penn State, but I think you should remember they conferred a degree on you. Okay? And give me the real serious talk about how I need to show more respect. Like, they do put on 111,000 there, Chris, for home games.
Yeah, that's probably right. Okay. Good talk, Donnie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.